You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Very special guest in the studio, Monkey Do, after their live to air. Tell us about yourselves. Who is Monkey Do?
We are Monkey Do.
We are us, the four people in here.
Currently, we are. Do we all say our names? Should we say our names? Yeah. We'll go around.
Our legal government names.
Our legal government names.
Okay. Hello. My name is. Everyone knows me as Cam, but Cam Rackley. Yeah. Yeah.
And what do you play, Cam?
What do I play? I'd be sitting at the back of the stew playing the drums while everyone's standing up. And, it'd be chill out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Pato. I play the lead guitar in Monkey Do, and that's about it. I do a lot of pedal things. Mm. I think maybe.
Yeah. I'm Rowan. I sing.
He's the specialist boy.
I sing and I play rhythm guitar, and I write a lot of the songs that these guys pull together and make sound amazing.
And I'm Mac. I play bass and I sing sometimes.
Yeah. Lovely, yeah. Lovely guys. Do you have any like influences of Monkey Do, or like what came to be your main reason for Monkey Do?
A lot of the influences for Monkey Do is like other Dunedin music and other Dunedin.
Definitely.
Drop my phone. And other Dunedin bands that we've all seen.
I think we definitely sort of all come in with our own individual influences.
Yeah.
And that sort of
playing-wise.
Yeah, playing-wise.
We all play very different genres of music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we're all very deeply influenced to write songs.
Yeah.
And we're inspired by the local scene.
I think altogether it's sort of like, we want to capture that student sound.
Yeah.
That we know and love so much.
Oh, awesome, guys. Yeah. I have to ask, how did you guys come up with the name Monkey Do? What was the reason?
It's a thrilling story.
Yeah.
Last year when we formed, we were like, we need to come up with a band name. And Pato, I think, said, what about like Monkey See, Monkey Do? Like, I don't know where you pulled that from.
It just came to me.
And then we were like, what if we just do like one of those? And then so we picked Monkey Do.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's
flipped the coin, and
then
the one it landed.
I don't know if we were like, we'll change it eventually. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I was like, we can come up with something a bit cooler later on, and then we just never
like
did.
All bands. Yeah,
so we quite like it now.
We do. I think it's it's sort of made a place for itself, and we sort of can get some quite good puns out of it as well.
Yeah, so. I love it
because it's a bit silly.
It's
a
bit silly.
Like, you don't have to take it too seriously.
I personally love the name.
Thank you.
I see you guys are playing a gig tomorrow. What are you looking forward to most for tomorrow's show?
That's an exciting one.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah. I think that's going to be the first show that we do pretty much only Monkey Do songs.
Yeah.
We are doing one cover, but we're doing it like in a cool and mysterious way.
It's like a niche esoteric
way.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's just going to be finally something that we've like really wanted for a long time. It's just 45 minutes of just the Monkey Do.
We're quite accustomed to playing Pint Nights and playing, throwing in covers and thinking about,
the crowd a little.
Thinking about the crowd. But this one, exciting, we're playing at the Crown.
Yes.
So that's, I've Max played at the Crown.
Yeah, I've played at the Crown already. But as a band, it'll be our first Crown show, which is exciting.
And the band we're opening for is Big League, who are a really, really cool band as well from Australia.
Yeah.
And they make really cool music as well. And we're also playing with Bunchy's Big Score.
Shout out Bunchy's Big Score.
Dunedin band. And we love, that's probably one of our favourite things about playing, is getting to play with other current local bands and, just sort of.
Yeah, I think I remember last year, like our most exciting gig was Flibberfist. And it was so exciting because we got to play with Caribou the bass. And we were going to play with Purple Dog, but then Purple Dog couldn't. And we played with Sarah Rose instead, which was pretty cool as well.
And now we've got the drummer from Caribou.
And now the drummer from Caribou is in the band.
All comes together. It all comes full circle. You know. We love to play the game.
Perfect. Yeah. What's coming up for Monkey Do? Is there anything we should be on the lookout for?
Well, we're working on recording a bunch of songs and putting out an album.
The mythical album.
Later in the year, hopefully. There's no sort of set in stone date or anything, but hopefully this year.
Yeah. It is happening, like, for certain.
Yeah.
This is ongoing.
These guys watch
this. We can say this.
We are.
We don't have a label to tell us what to do.
This isn't.
But that's exciting to sort of put all these songs that we've been playing live for so long into a recorded version, and sort of it's a bit scary as well, see what it's going to sound like.
Yeah.
But we're very excited to be doing that. And we're, yeah, that'll be coming up soon. But other than that, we'll just be gigging until then, you know, making the most of every opportunity and having a good time.
Yeah. We love to have a good time. Yeah. Well, tell us what we just heard. What was the live to air set?
Yeah. So we played three original songs.
You can count to three.
I can do that. The first one we played was Melt, which is a song, first Monkey Doo song that was written.
And me and Rowan wrote in this bedroom like 10 days after we met.
Just met at Halls. Yeah. And then we were like, let's write the greatest song of all time. and then we did that. So that one's Melt. Melt has a very special place in our hearts.
Yep.
And then song after that, do we have to go through every song?
The Minimum Wage
Blues.
Yeah.
That's a fun one. That's very sort of bluesy, not bluesy, but I guess is bluesy.
So.
But it's like, it's a bit rock and roll. It's a bit, almost a bit, country.
You reckon,
you know?
Okay.
Punk country rock and roll, that one.
Yeah. Well, it's about how Rowan didn't like working in New World.
And then they let me go.
And then you're fine. Probably because you wrote that song.
Maybe they heard that one. And that one's just about, like, wanting to be free, wanting to... Seeing the birds flying and going, what is that like? But at least when you're a human, you get to be in a cool band like Monkey Doo. That's what being human's all about.
Yeah.
And then segueing to that, our last song we played was Your Effigy, which is about the human experience and navigating life. Navigating life in New York in their early 20s. They all meet up at a local laundromat or something like that.
A local laundromat, classic.
And I feel like that's like the collective like favorite song to play.
Those three songs. Also,
I feel like we've said that before. Everyone.
Should have mentioned that those songs are the ones that we're planning to put out as singles before the album release. So those ones will be... Yeah. Will be heard first before the rest of the
album. Your Effigy has already been recorded. We have to an extra guitar layer.
It's been 90% recorded.
It's like 90% recorded.
Yeah, shout out Sam Charlesworth.
Sam Charlesworth.
Our producer.
Very cool stuff.
One of our big influences as well. The Beatniks.
Well, I'm personally very excited to hear the new singles coming out from the potential album. Coming out album, should I say. Yeah. thank you guys so much for joining us on air. Next up...
There was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.